Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadi Vav. As we continue on Amochar Peros, today's shiur and the next week of shiurim are sponsored in memory of Mira Bas Zuchar, mother of Mindy Orlinsky, sponsored by Mindy and Henry Orlinsky. We thank them for the sponsorship, and the neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we are on Tzadi Hey Amabez. We're talking about wine, as these couple of dafim are about wine. We got into this, if you remember, based on the Mishnah, that discuss when somebody sells wine. So how much inferior type of wine, or how many impurities are allowed in the sale? So we have that in the Mishnah, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, 10% Martev Shel Yain, and we mentioned does that always apply? What if somebody says Martev Zeh? What if somebody says I'm using it for cooking, which means I want it for longer? What if somebody says I'm just selling you one barrel, not just the whole Martev? All different halachas that we have had, but now the next two dafim also give us the opportunity to talk about various issues related to wine. We started off the end of the shiur yesterday discussing the issue of whether if Bidi Evid, by mistake, someone makes a Bori Priha Eitz on wine, does that work? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. We would pass Kinsavik Lahakel as many other areas of Hilchas Brachas. Let's go back for a minute now to the fifth to last line on Tzadi Hei Mabez. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Yaira Nimkar Bachanus, Mevarchin Allah Bori Priha Gafin. Inferior, low-level wine, which is sold in a store, which means it's about to turn. That's why it's not in the storage anymore. It's about to be sold because you have to use it right away. Right then, you make a... Right, sometimes things are still good, but they're not going to be good. Sometimes if somebody owns a store and they put out the new milks, they'll put the old milks in front so that the earlier dates are sold first, because the other ones can be sold afterwards. There's nothing wrong with the ones that have the earlier dates, but the storekeeper wants to sell them first because now they're good and they're not going to be good. So that's why sometimes as consumers, we go to the back and we look at the back of the line of the milks. But either way, that's the svara. So here too, so Rav Yehuda says, Yain and Mikar Bachanus, we make a berry paragraph because it's still wine. Rav Chizda Amar Gabi Chamer Dakrim Lamali, 1 minute, regarding wine, that when it starts to change, and as we'll see, it might taste like wine, but it doesn't smell like wine anymore. So who says that's still called wine? So Rav Chizda holds that in that case, one would not make a Bari Pri Hagafin, but what would make a Shahako? One or two other points. Let's just do another line and then we'll come back. Says the Gemara Meisvei, is this the real rule that once something starts changing, then you make a Shahako? Rav Chizda says, and Rav Yehuda says, no, you can still make a Bari Pri Hagafin. It still has the status of wine. Right, what is the status of wine in certain mixtures? Right, if somebody has a grape punch or grape flavored juice, so then pashas, most of the time that is shahako. So, but why is that? Because the ikar ingredient is the water, not the wine. Wine is the grapes and wine do not have the same rules as kol sheyesh bo mechameshas minei dagan. You can't ignore if it has grain in it. Wine you can ignore if it's the miut. So if it's the majority, so then they make a bari pri hagafen. But if it's the minority, one would not. Right? 60, 70 years ago, probably more than that, right? 75, 80 years ago was the beginning of, that's where the post can write about grape juice. Okay, so what bracha does one make on grape juice? So there is a minority of opinions at that time that say, well, grape juice doesn't have the alcoholic content and it's cooked right away. It loses its shame, yayin, and therefore one makes a shahakol. But Rov HaPoskim, as we know, say no, just because you processed it in a certain way, you heated it up, in a way that it loses its certain parts of and elements, doesn't mean it loses its shame yayin. And therefore, generally we hold that one makes a bari pri hagafen on wine, even though it was processed in a certain way. Either way, that's, again, a discussion that was had a number of decades ago. But now says the Gemara, Meisvei, 1 second, v'al hapas she'ifsha, if one has bread that started getting moldy, v'al hayayin shehikrim, there it is, wine that started turning. V'yala tavshil sha'avra tsuraso. And on a cooked item that avra tsuraso, it's no longer what it used to be. Right, avra tsuraso, it also became somewhat ruined. Omer shakol ne'abit varo. So in all these cases, you make a shahako. So kashan Rav Yehuda, how can Rav Yehuda say, yayin hanimka bashuk, you make a bari pri hagafen. This brisa seems to say that you make a shahako if it's been turning. Answer, Omer of Zvid. Moder Rabbi Yehuda bepurtzema demizdavein akarnasa. Rabbi Yehuda would admit that you make a shahakol on real inferior. Right? There's a difference between what he's talking about and what's in the brisa. He's talking about it's still sold in the store. It still has the status of wine. People are still interested in it and buying it for Shabbos. That's okay. But purtsima de mizdavin akarnusa. If you have wine that's sold on the corners, means people are thirsty when they're walking in the street, and they would pay for anything. Kind of those that you, somebody sets up shop there, and even very inferior type of, even if you would call it grape mixture, you might call it wine, that's what's being spoken about in the Brisa, that one would make a shahakol. Only by those extreme cases of pertsama de bizavina karnasa. The Rashbam writes, sheyesham lok, well, let's go back a line. She'eno nimkar ela bekarnos ha'ir b'parshas drachim. It's sold on the road. At the end of a tiyul, somebody sets up shops selling ices. They could charge whatever they want. People are going to buy it. They're hot. They're in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else to buy. They're thirsty. Right? It's not the most appropriate and nice for them to charge a lot in that case. But here, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about things that people buy because there's nothing else to buy. They're thirsty, and therefore they want it. That's the Purtsim of the Mizavim Bekarnasa, and Rav Yehuda would agree in that case. 2 points to mention on this Gemara. Number one, regarding items that become ruins. That's discussed here in the beginning on Simin Reish Dalet. Right, it says Chelik Beis here in the Mishnah Berurah talks all about various halachas of Hilchas Brachos. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So if you have wine or food that started becoming moldy, but it is still edible, then one would still make a bracha. Right? What if it loses, as the Brisa just said here, if it's really gotten to the stage of moldy and over tzurasa, what bracha is made? Shahakol is made. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Al davar sheyigdul min haaretz. Shulchan Aruch has all of the items that are make a shahakol on. The first one, the most famous shahakol, is al davar sheyigdul min haaretz. Something that does not grow from the ground. Eggs, meat. So we haven't mentioned there's an Abu Draham that comes up. Why do you make a shahakol on, that's the only meat, let's say meat and eggs and chicken you make a shahakol. By all other brachas, we note the creation in the bracha. Borei mine mizonos. Borei priya eitz. Borei priya gafen. Hamotzi lechem. Hashem is the one that's motzi. Why all of a sudden when it comes to meat, when it comes to eggs, we say shahakol niyabivaro. Says the Abu Dram, one of the Rishonim, on the Siddur, because when it comes to those items, they weren't created originally in order to eat. Right? Adam Rishon did not eat meat, right? According to most Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that he ate meat if it died by itself. He wasn't allowed to kill. But most Rishonim say that he didn't eat meat. So says the Abu Dram, that's why we can't mention Bria in the Bracha, because the Shahakol Bracha includes items that weren't Nivra for human consumption, and that is why we make a Shahakol without the word, without the verb Borei in it. 1 point. Number two, we continue the Shulchan Aruch. So Al Davar She'en Gidula Ben Ha'aretz Kagon Basar Psar Behema Chayav Of Dagim Beitzim Chalav Milk Gvina Upas She'ifsha, and bread that starts changing. Vitavshel shenishtana tzuraso, vinis kalkel, vinovlos, right, unripe or overripe fruit, govai, valamelach, meimelach, marak, kmeinu pitriot, that's another one we discussed in the past, right, mushrooms. Mushrooms make a shahak, one makes a shahakol even though they grow from the ground, because they do not grow from the ground. They maybe grow from the ground regarding Hilchas Kotzer on Shabbos, right, we discuss that one might, if one detaches that, one is violates, but regarding a bracha, we've mentioned in the past that there have been cases where mushrooms were not growing anywhere near any dirt. They could grow inside your house, and, you know, one, if there's a moist area, it might grow. So it grows min ha'avir, and that's why one makes a shahakol v'yalkar. On all of those, one makes a shahakol. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, what if they're totally moldy and disgusting, and maybe even, Rahman al-Islam, let's say it's a situation where somebody is starving. They hardly have any food, right, during a war, right, and somebody eats totally moldy food that really is not inedible, but they somewhat eat it. So what would you do in that case? Says the Mishnah Berurah here, quoting from the Beis Yosef, Mairi gamkech eskalka ksas, delola gamre, di ilav hachi, afilu shahakol l'shayach levruchei. If it's totally inedible, but I'm forcing myself to eat it in order to stay nourished so I don't starve, then you wouldn't make any bracha. So there's an ultimate bracha, let's say braised bar priyadama, once it's or hamotzi, whatever it is. Then it starts getting moldy, but it's still a little bit edible. Then one will make it switches to shahakol. And then finally, if it's totally disgusting and inedible, but I eat it anyway, then I would not make a bracha at all. Says the Bir Alacha. Bir Alacha has an interesting discussion here. What about all these items that I make a shahakol on, not the meat and the others, but the other ones on the list, the ones that are semi-ruined. What's the bracha achrona on those items? What if I have bread that got moldy, that switched to shahakol? What's the bracha achrona on that? Shahakol? Are you ever going to make a shahakol with a hamot, with a birchas hamazon? Is that ever possible? Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe here it is. Maybe here's your unusual case. We usually think that rice is the only rule breaker, right? Rice gets the mizonos with the bari nefashos. But usually, you know, we know what gets a bari nefashos. We know what gets a hamotzi. Says the Bir Alacha here. He says, if you look at the Rambam holds to call elu she birchason shahakol bracha achrona shalohem bari nefashos rabos. Right? They go together. Umuchach sham de gam al pas sheif shakai. And says the Mishnah Berurah here in the Bir Alacha, I don't understand it. Vilach ora, kivan da adayin chazilachi laksas. It's not totally ruined, but you're not going to make a bracha. It's only semi-ruined, and therefore you're going to make a shahakol eich yipater bibirchas hamazon. You're eating bread. You're eating semi-ruined bread, but it's still bread. Okay, regarding the bracha rishona, it changes, but you're satiated. The bishlam alenim birchas hamotzi shehi derabanan kivan dalo chashivi amrushi yavarech rak shahakol. It does not chashu. We'll get back to that. By the Hashem, you make a shahakol. Aval inyan birchas hamazot shehi d'oraisa eich nifka chiyuvo. What happened to the mitzvah d'oraisa benching? Hello, al kopa nim idea tchak chazi lemichle. Valo gemara daflam edvav midami bracha liyom akipurim ulin yom akipurim mashma biyomei biyoma delachor achila de tchak shma achila. Right, and therefore here too, what happened to the benching? Ask the Mishnah Berurah. You should say a shahakol and birchas hamazon. In this case, he says, unless you say, at the end, he says, maybe they're all talking about here were a case where you were not fully satiated. So the chiyuv of berachas hamazon is only derabanan. So that is on the same level, on par with the berachas bracha rishona. V'ulai yesh lomer d'davka kishalo achal k'dei sviya, the chiyuv of berachas hamazon shalo humi derabanan ba'alma. Aval kishachal k'dei sviya, the berachas hamazon shalo humi daraisa, chayiv levarech berachas hamazon. Ends up saying tzarech iyan l'maisa, but that's a machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah and the Rambam, right? That on these cases where you make a shahakol, where it's still edible, but it's just not in the state that it was in originally, what would be the bracha achrona after that? Sometimes you have these unusual cases that are quoted in some Rishonim that you would have an unusual bracha achrona. Right? We have it, there's another in Tosfos, right? This is the granola bar issue. The granola bar issue. Tosfos says in Brachas, Lamed Zayin, this is all in the sixth parak. We'll get to talk about a couple of sugis in the sixth parak of Brachas today. Be'ezus Hashem. Brachas Lamed Zayin, right? The issue is if one eats raw wheat. Somebody eats raw wheat. Somebody takes a bite out of a barley stalk or a wheat stalk. So we know that bracha is borei pri hadama, right? If it's processed and made into flour, if it's flour, if I eat raw flour, then I make a shahakol. If I process it into dough and I bake it into something, then I make it mizonos. Three different brachas you can make on the same item, depending on what stage it's in. So, says Tosfos, there in Brachas, Lamed Zayin, quoting a discussion in the Yerushalmi, I'm not sure what to do. What if somebody eats raw wheat? One of those cases, you make a hadama. What's the bracha achrona on that? What's the bracha achrona? Certain types of granola bars, if they're gooey and mushy and stuck together, suppose the minigolem is making mizonos. But sometimes you have some of these, granola, forget granola bars. Somebody has granola. Well, granola might be, but what if it's raw? It's not cooked at all, not processed. Very type of health food. So says the Tosfos. Tosfos has a suffix in there. I'm not sure what bracha achrona to make. Tosfos says, Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. The alpha gav the imi chameshas aminim, enim avarech lachar of bracha main shalosh, shal avarein afashas rabos. Umi yer omari sheish lasapek. Shema chachamim kailu le bahu min dagan, velo asopas, vachamomer bracha lachas main shalosh. Venachom lahachmir, shein lech al kwayos ochitim shlukos ala batoch asuda. Only eat it during a meal. Sha'az, birchas hamazon potrasan, im lonis ma'achu yafe. Unless it's like really mushy and mushed up, zekamo daisa, then it will be a mizonos. But he has that suffix about certain types of, he doesn't sure. He's even quoted up above, he quotes Tosfos, Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Hafamina. What happens, it quotes here, that if you look, The yesh lo safek ma mevarchin and mevarchin al amichya val kalkala umisayim al ha'adama val pri ha'adama. Maybe you would have a nusach in al amichya that we don't have. Delo ashkechan, maybe you wouldn't say that. Delo ashkechan berchas al amichya val kalkala el ha'echa debarach alaya bereisha kodem achila borei minei mezonos. You never have an ala mechia unless you make a mezonos, or maybe an ala eitz. But here, I'm not sure. And then he quotes, V'Rabbeinu Tam higi b'machzor shalo. Tosva says, I found Rabbeinu Tam siddur. And in his siddur, it was written, al ha'adama v'al pri ha'adama. He had that in his siddur. And then it says, V'chazar bo, but it was crossed out. So at least at one time in his life, he thought that he should make that bracha achrona, and then he changed his mind. D'lo ashkechan v'shum malkam hach bracha. Don't come on, because you never find that anywhere. But that's the issue here. Fascinating issue. Again, is this a rule breaker with the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona? So here too, the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe you'll have an example of a case where you're going to make a shahakol and a berachas hamazon. Right, that they go together. Sometimes you find a mizonos and a berachas hamazon. Where would you find that? Somebody makes a mizonos because they don't think they're being koveya sud on whatever they're eating. And then all of a sudden, they eat five slices of pizza. And then they realize, assuming that one would not make, if you hold, like many poskim and most poskim, I would say, b'zman hazeh, that even on a little bit of pizza, even on one slice, on a half a slice, it's considered bread. So then you make hamotzi. Okay, let's say there's a mesorah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he's only one slice, then one makes a mizonos. But let's say then one thinks they're only one slice, they eat four slices, they have to do berachas hamazon. Let's say you didn't realize it until after you finished. Right? So again, sometimes there's rule breakers that we have. Okay, there's so much that we can talk about here. Just one other hosafa we'll do quickly, and then we'll continue. And that is the interesting. So what happened here? Right, it was a hamotzi, and then what happened? It got a little ruined. So therefore, we go to shahakol. Why do we go to shahakol? Why does that make sense? What type of bracha is shahakol? I understand if something gets semi-ruined and I'm not going to make a bracha on it. Okay, I understand. Make a don't make a bracha. It's not really food. You're just nourishing you. But why would something switch to shahakol? What does that do? And this isn't the only case. There are other examples. Right, the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak of brachas, the case of mazik. The Gemara says, what bracha do you make on oil? So the Gemara says, oil? We discussed that a little bit yesterday. If oil, so the Gemara says, if you drink oil directly, it's mazik. It's mazik. And therefore what? Rashi says that therefore you don't make a bracha. The Rambam says, therefore you make a shahakol. So you wouldn't make an ala eitz. So what type of, that's shahakol. What switches to shahakol? Another example, there's a Gemara in the Brachas, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. The Gemara says on Lamed Ches, Lamed Beis. What bracha do you make on a salted olive? A kezias. What if you took out the seed? What if you took out the seed? So it's less than a kezias, right? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Reb Yochanan Hechi Mevarech Al Zayis Maliach. Kiva De Shakila Ligarine Butzer Le Shiure. Right, it's less than a kezias because it's not a whole kezias. What bracha do you make? Rov Rishonim say, what are we talking about there? That sugya, the Tosfos there says, the bracha achrona. That's what we're talking about there. Bracha Rishona doesn't require a shir. Right, bracha Rishona. We're talking about there, bracha achrona. That's what Tosfos says on top of Lama Tesavad Alf. But Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Gemara right here. We're talking about the bracha Rishona also. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you have the requisite shear of an item, you make the bracha. If you're having pachos mika shear, let's say you're tasting food. You're tasting something, you want to know if it's good. You only have a little bit. We possibly have to make a bracha on tasting. What bracha do you make? So we thought that you make the bracha of whatever it is. If it's a thick vegetable soup, that's thick, it's not liquidy, you make adama on that. Well, even if you're just tasting a little bit, right? Whatever. If it's a fruit soup, you don't know if it's sweet enough, you make a, if it's very, make a eitz. If it's, again, PC and mushy. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, you know what this Gemara is having a suffix? Question is, maybe if you have pachas make a shir, you make a shahakol. Again, shahakol coming in, like, what is shahakol doing here? What type of bracha is that? Why would you all of a sudden generalize? If it's, I'm not saying we paskin like this in all these cases, but at least the in certain shitas, by pachas make a shir, by a case of mazik, by a case of someone getting somewhat semi-ruined. So, I think we discussed this a couple of years ago, back in Brachas, we've sure discussed it. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once wrote up a piece where he discusses how shahakol might be a very different bracha than all the other brachas in the bracha rishona spectrum. And there are rayas to this, but this is just a few that we mentioned. While all other brachas, chazau or misakein, to relate to the cheftza in front of you as a food, borei minei mizonos, borei priha eitz, We relate to the item in front of me. That's the shevach we give to Hashem. When it comes to shahakol, it might be a different avenue of shevach. It might be a different type of bracha. It's a bracha on the hanaz hagavra, not focused on the chefsa of the food that's in front of me. So therefore, oil as food is not a drink. I don't have to focus it on as food. But somehow, I'm getting some nourishment from it, so I have to focus on it. A tiny little piece, bachus bi kashir. Bachus bi kashir, what, that's not food, that's not chashuv. But you're still getting some benefit as the person. So you say shahakol ni'eved varo. Right? That's also why you don't focus on the maisa of the creation of the food. Because it's not chashuv enough that chazal were misakin a specific brach on it. Or, in our case, it gets semi-ruined. It starts getting moldy. So again, it's not chashuv enough possibly to make a regular, normal bracha rishona, but one would make a shakal. One final fascinating makar, and then we'll have to talk. We'll continue, even though there's more. There's a Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel. Tosfos says on Daf Mem Gimel, talking about spices. What bracha do you make on spices? So we know every hana that's imbibed, that's what we need a bracha, right? Eating, drinking, smelling. You don't make a bracha on any other hana unless it is imbibed. So it says Tosfos, Umisha holich b'vayish yesham besamim. I walk into a spice store. V'yesham minei besamim shemeiriach b'hem. There's different types of besamim. Umisafka le imi min eitz imi min ha'adamahu. I'm not sure if it's barei isfei besamim, barei atzei besamim, barei. I don't know what bracha to make. All different types of spices. Yesh mefarshim shemivarech shakol ni'eved varo. Tosfos brachas mem gimel. Some say you make a shahakol. Dim al kulan, because after all, the Mishnah said if you make a bracha shahakol on anything, it works. On spices, on smelling. Dim birech shahakol yatsa v'harav rabbi Moshe mikutzi haya omer shivarech barei minei besamim. Make the all inclusive barei minei besamim. Right, throughout we have other types. The poskim say also, Motzi Shabbos, there's different types of besamim. Sometimes people use branches. So some poskim say that Motzi Shabbos, we should all have the same bracha, just say Berebede Besamim. Even if during the week you might be more specific, Bore, it's Isve or Atse, all the different rules. But Tosfos has a daya here. You'd make a shahako. So in Achinami, if it's about the Hanas HaGavra, then that Tosfos fits into this framework. Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph, in Brachas. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Haven't even got to today's daf. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. It counts on today's daf. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Ha Rav Yehuda Rav Chizda Markaman Svirle. So we have a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chizda about wine that starts turning. What bracha do you make? Who do you hold like? Abaye asks Rav Yosef. So Amar le Amenon Masisi Adan. Rav Yosef says, I just have a brisa, so it's good because this proof is going to take us 25 lines. So it's all one sentence. So it says, I have a brisa. We're not going to get to the raya all the way until the bottom of Sadi Vavav and Aleph. So what's the brisa? The brisa says as follows. Again, we have a machlokes, whether something is considered wine still, you know, in this case, when it starts being hukram, bal yayin shehikrim. So here we go. Says the brisa, Titania habot ekes achavis lios mafrish alea truma. The holech. What happens? I have one barrel of wine. And I'm going to use that one barrel of wine to always be mafresh truma. I sell wine, barrels of wine constantly. So whenever I want to take off trumas and meisers and make sure that what I'm giving you is okay, is mesukan. So there's one barrel and I keep saying, okay, 1/50th is truma and it's in that barrel. Meiser 1/10th is truma, it's in that barrel. And I keep track of how much is in that barrel to know that that's going to be my truma barrel. Every once in a while I have to check to make sure that that designated barrel is still wine and it hasn't turned yet. That's the context here. So what happens if I checked and at some point in my checking I realize I open the barrel and it's vinegar. It's no longer wine. How long back do I have to be choshesh that it has already turned? That's the question. We're going to have 3 days in the brisa, right? We have this in other contexts as well, right? Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Seches Nida, the woman does a check and she doesn't know when she became a Nida. How much do you have to go back in terms of being the time of the Taurus that were checked? Either way, so says the brisa. So I'm checking the designated barrel. Lios mafrish aleha truma. The holich v'achakach nimsis chomes. I find out that it's chomes. So the brisa says an unclear, ambiguous line. Kol gimel yom vaday. For 3 days, it's certainly mikan ve'elach safik. But after those 3 days, or besides those 3 days, you're in doubt. So my kamar, what exactly does that mean? What does it mean 3 days for sure? And besides that, you're in doubt. Micah Amar. So 3 days, three interpretations of this brisa. Rabbi Yochanan, this is number one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And of course, we hold that there's a discussion here. The pashas of the Gemara is that we are assuming that you're not allowed to be mafresh vinegar for wine. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. That's what the Rashbam says on the second skinny line. Leficha bodek de ein mafreshim and achomets al yayin de shnei minin hein aliba de Rebbe beperak amochar tesfina. Right, we had that a week and a half ago on Daf Pei Dalet, that whether wine and chomets considered one type or not. Right, that was back on Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis. We had that on the top line in Hamocher Es Hasfina. But either way, so it says the Gemara Amar B'Yochanan, first opinion, Hachi Gamar, Kol Gimel Yamim HaRishonim Vadayayin. For the 3 days after you checked last, it was for sure wine. That's what the 3 days meaning for sure. The first three days after you checked, let's see, I haven't checked in 2 weeks. So the first 3 days after since the last check, that's Vaday wine. Since then, it's Suffolk. Because maybe it changed the second after. Mikan ve'elach safik. Why? My time. Chamra me'ilai akar. Wine starts getting bad and souring from the top. Meaning you'd be able to tell from the top. It starts smelling bad first and then it starts eventually tasting bad. So, v'hai te'ime v'lo akar. And this guy tasted, the checker checked, and then at that time, he didn't taste anything unusual. He didn't. If you say that as soon as after he tasted it started turning, for 3 days, even right after that, if it would have started right after that, it would still taste like wine. Right? It would smell like vinegar, but it would still taste like wine. And we hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, and I hold that even if it smells like vinegar, if it still tastes like wine, it would still be halachically wine. And therefore, we know for sure that for the 3 days, it takes at least 3 days for it to change. So even if it started changing the second after he tasted it, didn't smell like wine, it didn't smell like vinegar, it didn't taste like vinegar. So it takes 3 days. The first 3 days are for sure wine. And after that, it is suffik, and therefore, you have a problem. You have a suffik tevel you have to worry about. That is all number one. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues. He says, no, the opposite. Kol gimel yamim achronim vade chometz. It's chometz now. It's been chometz for 3 days, and it's for sure chometz for 3 days. So everything up until the past 3 days, you for sure have to be misakin and mafresh again. Before that, it's safek. Safek yayin, safek chometz. Mikan v'ala halon, earlier, before these 3 past days, then it's a safek. My time up. What's the reason? Chamra mitatoy okar. Wine goes bad from the bottom. Even when he checked it, maybe it was starting to turn already. Maybe it was already, he found it tasted like wine, but maybe it smelled like vinegar, but you only would have smelled it at the bottom. So you wouldn't have smelled it, but maybe it already started changing. And even if you want to say it goes bad from the top. And he tasted it and it was okay. Maybe right after that the smell started changing. Right after he tasted it, it started changing. And it smells, and maybe it started smelling like vinegar right away. And I hold, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and I hold that if it smells like vinegar, it's vinegar. It's not called wine anymore. And therefore, in this case, this is what you would say. The past 3 days are vadai vinegar, and before that, it is suffix. Next, third opinion, Dirumai, Masnu Mishmei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, as follows. Different version of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rishonim Vadayayin. The first 3 days, for sure wine. Achronim Vadechometz. The last 3 days, when it says 3 days in the Brisa, it means both the first 3 days and the last 3 days. First 3 days are Vadayayin. The last 3 days are Vadechometz. Emsoyim Suffik. The middle ones are a Suffik. So ask the Gemara, what's the svara for that? We still didn't get to the reason this is here. But what's the reason for that? What's the svara? Hagufa kasha. Amart rishonim vada yayin. If you say the first 3 days are for sure wine, alma, what do you see from there? What happens if it changed and started smelling like vinegar right after you checked? So what do you see from there? Alma rechei chalavatimi chamra, chamra. It's considered wine. But v'hadar armit, and then you said, achronim vada chometz, alma rechei chalavatimi chamra, chala. As long as it smells like vinegar, it's going to be for sure considered vinegar. So what's the svara for that third opinion of the Romai in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi? It says the Gemara, kigon de ishtakich chala siftika. No. It's like you found very strong vinegar when you checked. And if you found this very strong vinegar, meaning fundamentally, if it smells like vinegar, it tastes like wine, is wine. But if you find this very strong vinegar, you know it's been vinegar for 3 days, even more than just smelling like it. And that's why it's vadai vinegar for the past 3 days. The ilav akar, the akar, tlasa yome, if it wouldn't have been changed for 3 days, bavi mishtaki chala siftika. Right, it wouldn't have been found as... as this strong vinegar. Stop there for a moment. Let's take a step back for a second. We have a machlokas, amoraim, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi about if you have wine that tastes like wine and smells like vinegar, is it considered wine or vinegar? So the Gemara is assuming this was Rabbi Yosef's answer. So they would also have a machlokas about what bracha to make on it. This is yain shehikrim. Yain shehikrim is wine that tastes like wine and smells like vinegar. So just like we have a machlokas here, whether it's called wine or vinegar, lagabe hafrachas shumas and maisras, it would also be considered a machlokas, what bracha do you make on it? Right? Rabbi Yochanan would make a bori pri agafen. Rabbi Shua Belevi would make a shahakal on that. Yes, it's vinegar that is drinkable directly. So the Gemara says, come on, pashule. Okay, who do we hold like? What do we hold like? You quote that this is a machlokas, but come on, Pashale, right? Rashbam. Rav Yosef la'abaya, kimi mishneim hayim afarish abraisa. Is there one of these that he thinks is the better explanation? Diktani gimel yamavada, denish rabine, yezlina basar recho, basar taima. So, pligi bar Rav Mari Rav Zvid, chanam rak Rav Yochanan, the chanam rak Shimon Levi. So we don't end up with any clear cut, maskana, who the halacha is like. Okay, 2 points. Number one, hafrasha is a big discussion. Let's talk a little bit about hafrasha. We're talking about being mafresh here in the barrel. We know being mafresh is a mitzvah daraisa. It's being mafresh shumas unmaisos. But there are many different sugyas of hafrasha that one could talk about. Just to mention maybe one or two. First of all, how many mitzvahs is a hafrasha? How many mitzvahs hafrasha shuma? How many mitzvahs do we count in Hafrasha Shruma? The Rambam counts one. One mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to be Mafresh Shruma. There might be a separate, there's an idea of eating Shruma. You can make a Berachas mitzvah on that. But the Rambam says there's one mitzvah. And he talks about this, as the Ramban does, in the last Shorish. We know the Rambam has third to last Shorish. We know the Rambam, as an introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos, has the Shrushim to the Sefer HaMitzvos. The whole Sefer HaMitzvos is an introduction to Mishnah Torah. That's how he wrote. Now we have the Sefer Mitzvos, we think it's a separate Sefer, but really the Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvos as an introduction to Mishnah Torah, where he talks about all the mitzvos. But as an introduction to that introduction, the Rambam has the rules and regulations of how you count mitzvos and how you don't count mitzvos. Those are the 14 Shrushim. 14 books of the Rambam and the 14 Shrushim. Right, Shorish number one, you don't count mitzvos Durabanan in the mitzvos Daraisa against the Bahag. And he has all the rules and regulations. So Shorish Shneimasar means you don't count parts of a mitzvah as separate mitzvos, right? Chalitza has many different parts. Right? You have chalitza, you have the kriya, you have the rakika, all different parts. It's one mitzvah. You don't count separate mitzvos from the spitting and the removal and the kriya. It's one mitzvah. Right? Dalin minim in a lulav, right? You don't count four mitzvos. It's one mitzvah, right? Tchelas and lavan, one mitzvah. It's filling the two mitzvos. Right, but again, there's generally you don't count chalakim for the mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's rule here in Shorish Shneimasar. Shein roi limnos chelke malachim and amalachas shema sheba atzivui basiyas ha kolchel v'chelet b'vnei atzmo. Yadua, says the Rambam, shanachnu pa'amim nitztavinu al maisa echad min ha-maisim v'yachar kach yaskil ha-kasov levar echus ha-maisa. Sometimes we're commanded a maisa, and then we go into the details. Hahu. And the Torah goes into explain what's required. And then we have two parshios all about Vasuli Mikdash. You don't count all the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash separately. The kior and the mizbeach and the mizbeach and the menorah. It's all one mitzvah, Vasuli Mikdash. The Ramban agrees up to a point about that one. You count Binyan Ha'aron separately. The rest of the mikdash is one mitzvah, and the aron is separate. Okay, that's not for us now. But vasli mikdash is one mitzvah, says the Rambam. And then he says, the alderach atzmo yelech inyan karbanos. All the karbanos. You don't count shchita, halach, kabbalah, halach, azrika. So not all separate mitzvahs. V'amashal bazeh ha'ola, and he quotes ola as an example, and then chatas as an example, asham as an example, and he quotes all of these would not be counted as separate mitzvahs. And he quotes v'kfar ta'u bazeh. There are many that have mistaken this. Ad shemanu matnas kahuna ha'arba v'esrim matnas barba v'esrim mitzvahs achar. Right, 24 mitzvahs of the matnas kahuna. Some of them are part of chazei v'shok of the shlamim that you give to the kohen. That's a separate mitzvah. It's part of karbanos. No, you don't. So anyway, he has a whole big discussion here. One of the major comments that the Ramban has on this is that I think, at least, maybe I'll agree with some of them, but hafrasha and nesina are two different mitzvahs. Hafrasha is truma and nesina is truma. I mafresh it, and then I give it to the kohen. Two separate mitzvahs. What's my raya? Many. I'll quote two. The Ramban says, number one, where's the bracha? You always make the bracha on the final stage of doing a mitzvah. That's the Gemara Menachos. I make a bracha on affixing the mezuzah and not riding the mezuzah. I make a bracha on wearing tzitzis, not putting the tzitzis onto the baged. You always make a bracha on the final stage. Where's the bracha here? On the hafrasha. On the hafrasha? So what do you mean? That's not the final stage. It's the nesina. Says the Ramban, it's two separate mitzvahs. That's why you make a bracha on the hafrasha. Aye, so according to the Ramban, you should make another bracha on the nesina. Good kasha, the Ramban deals with that. But that's one right. Number two, says the Ramban, Kohanim and Levian themselves have to be mafresh. Why do they have to be mafresh? Right? If it's all about the hafresh and nesina, giving it to the Kohen already has it. So why should he have to be mafresh it himself? So that's what he says. It must be. There's a separate idea of hafresh separate from nesina. Okay, you can answer that and say, a Kohen also cannot eat tevel. He has to be do a maisa hafresh. But either way, that is the Ramban. The Ramban argues, he thinks it should be two separate mitzvahs, the hafresh and the nesina. And the Rambam obviously only holds one. What is the pshat of the Rambam? So that's also a great discussion in the Achronim here on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Megillas Esther, the Maganei Satov, the Leif Sameach. They have all the approaches. Some one opinion says, oh really, the Rambam holds the Afrasha is the Iker. And the Nesina is Gemar Hafrasha. That's why you give it to the Kohen, but the Iker is to be Mafreshit. And others say, they're all here, all of the formulations. Really, the Nesina is the Iker. Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. Lumdus-wise, exactly opposites. Or do you say, no, they're two parts of one coin. It's one process. Right, that's the various, all these formulations will be found here in the Nosei Kelim. The Leif Sameach, I'll just quote one that I found right here. The Avagab de Iker Mitzvah Hiya Nesina LeKohen Afiloachi Hi Mascheles Mishas Afrasha. The Afrasha is the beginning of the Nesina to the Kohen. Since we only count it as one. Because it's all in Asina. That's the Leif Sameach. Again, if you look in, I think it's in the back, I think the Maganisa Tava, right, says the opposite. He says it's all about the Afrasha. The Afrasha is the beginning of the Nesina is the Gemar, let me just see if I can find it quickly, is the Gemar of the Afrasha. Masha Kohanim, he says, calls the Ikra Mitzvah, he Afrasha. Dafka, he says, Ikra Mitzvah, Bechala, Betruma, Bemeiser, he Afrasha, she L'Shem, Hashem, Yisbarach. Velo an Nesina L'Kohen. Ki an Nesina L'Kohen, Eino Elo Tashlum, Mitzvahs HaAfrasha. Amazing. Exactly opposite formulations in the Achronim to defend the Rambam against the Ramban. But what's the Iker and what's the Tafel? Right? The Maganisa Tava says it's all about the Afrasha, and the Leif Sameach says it's all about the Nesina. And I think if we look more, we'll find the two halves of one coin also. That is one major topic in Hafrasha Shruba. The other one to mention, and then we'll continue. The other one to mention is, how do we look at the mitzvah, how many mitzvahs you count, how it would we categorize this mitzvah? Right, we have this question probably about 10 mitzvahs. Is it what we would call a mitzvah or what we would call a matir? Is there any reason to do this mitzvah if the goal that the mitzvah is usually done for is not going to be accomplished anyway? Right, one of the more common, well-known topics with areas where this is discussed is chalitza. Chassam Sofer was asked, right, a woman is 99 years old, and she has a mitzvah of chalitza. Is there any mitzvah to do chalitza to a woman who's never going to get remarried? Right, what is there a reason to do chalitza? Chassam Sofer says no. Slav Sofer says, no, there's no reason to do chalitza. And even though I know this Zohar that says that the neshama doesn't have menucha until the chalitza is done, v'chulu, says Slav Sofer, we don't paskin nistar over nigla, and therefore, in nistar, there is no chiyuv, she doesn't want to do it, and therefore there's no reason to do it. And the Chacham Tzvi in Simin Aleph also discusses this and said the same thing. It's only a matir. But others, that Zohar and other Achronim, say, no, maybe there's an idea of a mitzvah next to chalitza, not just about to be matir hulashuk. So that's chalitza. But you have that by five or six other contexts as well. Tevila, if I'm not planning to go into the Beis HaMikdash and eat anything tahar, do I still have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, do I still have to go to the mikvah? Shchita, other Eruv. So one of them is hafrasha. What if I'm not planning to eat anything from this field? I have a ton of fields. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh even if I have no plan to eat from the field? So that's known as the machlokas between the Taz and Reb Kiv Eger and others. The Taz in Simon Aleph and Yaradeya. Os Yud Zayin, I remember the exact Os, yeah, Os Yud Zayin, in the Taz. The Taz says, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh, Trumas and Maestros, even if you have no plan to eat from the fruit. No, there's a mitzvah. Per se, says the Taz, Aval Afrasha's Truma, Havi Ikra, Abracha, Al Mitzvah Safrasha, Lo Al Isra, Achilas Tevel. Shaharei, Mitzvah Safrasha, Chiyuv Alav, Afilu, Im Eino, Rotzel, Lechom, and Atfua, Adayin. Im Kain, Havi Mitzvah, Zos, Kishar Mitzvos, says the Taz. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, right there on the bottom of the page, in Yaradea, says, I don't know what he's talking about. Says, Lo Matzazize, Tibipshuto, Hu Ra, Kisharotze, Lo Ocho, Asar, Achihifra, Shruma. He says, I'm looking at the Magen Avraham, and Ilchas Sitzes. What's in Ilchas Sitzes? What's the Magen Avraham in Ilchas Sitzes? The Magen Avraham in Ilchas Sitzes. Where's the first place that a Birchas HaMitzvah is discussed in Shulchan Aruch? Ilchas Sitzes. Where's the first place a bracha is discussed? That's earlier. Matilas Yadayim. What's the first bracha that every Jew makes every day? Matilas Yadayim. First bracha. But the first Birchas HaMitzvah that is discussed in Shulchan Aruch is Sitzes. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should make the Birchas HaMitzvah standing. Right? Every Birchas HaMitzvah is supposed to be made standing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yis'atev v'tzitzes v'yavarech me'umad. Says the Magen Avraham right there. Sarach Iyun. Because if you look in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Hafrashas Chala, it says that you can make the bracha, a woman can make the it's talking about an unusual case, not now, but make it a bracha when she's aruma. But anyway, you can make the bracha sitting. You can make the bracha sitting. So what do you mean? That's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham right there in Orach Chaim, Shiny Hafrashas Chala. V'yeshlomer Hafrashas Chala eino mitzvah kolkach. Deina osa ela l'sakein ma'achalo. Dumya d'shchita. So Reb Kiva Eger had Bekiyas. Reb Kiva Eger in Yaradeya in Simon Aleph cross-references the Magen Avraham here in Orach Chaim that talks about the mitzvah of Chala also in Yaradeya. We go back and forth and back. But that's the, some say it's the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, how to understand the mitzvah of Afrasha. Is there a mitzvah separate from the idea of just being matir, the produce, in order to eat? Okay, so that, again, a lot there, but we will continue now. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Itmar, hamocher chavis yayin lechaveiro, ve'ech mitza. I sold a barrel of wine to my friend, and it turned to vinegar. I got back home, and I see it's vinegar. So the question is, did he sell me vinegar? Did he sell me wine that was already going bad? So what's the halacha? So Amar Rav, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kogel Yom HaRishonim Birshus Mocher. First 3 days, the mocher is responsible. We assume he sold him something that was not good. Mikan ve'elach Birshus Lokeach. But after that's Birshus Lokeach. Says the Rashbam on the bottom, this is even if the wine was tasted, even if the barrel was tasted, right? He says Shekfar Niskalka Kfar Birshuso Ukimisha Mocher LaChometz Dami. It's as if he sold him chometz. It says. That we're going to have as Rama tomorrow's daf. If somebody sells wine to his friend, Rav says that's only after 3 days. Only after 3 days is not chay b'achrayas. Aval, third to last line in the Rashbam. Aval toch gimel lo karina na mocher yain lechaveiro v'hichmitz. That's not called sold wine v'hichmitz. Ala mocher yain lechaveiro v'nimsa chometz. That's cool. It's vinegar. If it's in the first 3 days, he sold him vinegar. It didn't turn out that it changed to vinegar, and therefore, says the Rashbam, that's the case. That's even if he was towing. The Ritva says no. The case is here. He didn't taste it. Okay. Either way, that's what Rav says. Rav says first 3 days, responsibility of the mocher, after that, responsibility of the kone. Ushmuel amar, no, chamra akatfe demari shavar. Literally, the wine jumps onto the shoulders of its master. What does that mean? Machlokes, Rashi, Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam here says, and he quotes his grandfather Rashi from Pumatzia, who says the same thing, right? Says the Rashi, the Rashbam, this means it's just a metaphor, so to speak. It says that it's on his shoulders, it's his bad luck. No, when we sold it, it was wine. So you're saying, oh, it must have been going bad? Maybe not. Maybe Hashem zapped this barrel of wine because of your bad luck and turned it into vinegar quicker than usually it turns. So it's your bad luck. Right, the second line on the Rashbam, Klomar, Mazalo Goreim, Chet Shabalayayin, right, your bad luck, Hashem wants to punish you, so it doesn't really literally mean that he could say that, but it just means it's Mosei Mechavir Lev Araya, and therefore it's his. Rabbeinu Tamir says, no, it's literally, it's on his shoulders. What does that mean? When you travel with wine and you carry it, that could cause it to become vinegar quicker than just if it's sitting in your storage room, right? The movement itself. So that's what it means. It jumps onto his shoulders, the barrel, because he moved it, says Rabbeinu Tam, right after quoting a problem. With second Tosa Shmuel, Pirish Rash, Chamer Mazli de Gavargarim, they near a Chalavli the Menkan Hailishna. It should have said a different lashon in the Gemara. And number two, he doesn't think that's right. Ain Svara Shigra Mazli doesn't make sense. Tosas assumes that Hashem's going to zap this wine. We don't have to assume that in the Dini Mamanis. So says Rabbeinu Tam on the fourth medium line. The Nira Lafaris Rabbeinu Tam Chamer Akati de Gavar Shavar Klomar Hayayin Kivan She Nisa Obik Tafayim Niskalkel Al Yedei She Nianeya. Umir lahachmitz. It became vinegar sooner because of the movement. So it's a machlokas between the Rashbam and Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbi here quotes a third idea. Maybe if it was poured into one from one barrel to another, that's what caused it. That movement. Okay. Either way. So machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Avad Rav Yosef uvda kavasi the Rav b'shichra. Rav Yosef acted like Rav in a case of beer. He assumed that the first 3 days was the responsibility of the mocher. The kavasi the Shmuel b'chamra, but he went like Shmuel by wine right away. Is the responsibility of the kone. The hilchos kavasi the Shmuel, and the halacha is like Shmuel that it's right away. Good. Tana rabbanon. Echad sheicher tzmarim, echad sheicher saorim, echad shemer yayin. All these cases, if somebody has beer of dates, beer of barley, or shemer yayin, dregs, you have some wine dregs with some liquid water in it, mevarechen aleihem shakol ne'abedvaro. That's shahakol. Right? Because the ikar ingredient there is, in the last case, is water, and the first two are shahakol too. Acherim omrim, shemarim sheish bohem tam yayin, mevarech aleihem bari priya gafen. Right, Achayim say no. If it's dregs which taste like wine, you're going to make agafen. Rabbi Rav Yosi Damer Shavayu Ein Halacha Ka'achayim. No, halacha is not like Achayim. No, it's still considered water. It's not called wine. Interesting halacha here of the Sheikhar of Saorim and the Shimre Yayin. Tosis. Tosis says, Echad Sheikhar Saorim, one line Tosis, Delo Ishtani Li'iyula. Because when you have beer made out of barley, it didn't go up in its quality. To isle ilu yachrin abapas, because the ultimate state of using barley or using wheat is in bread. Meaning only if something goes up in quality. Like we said, we mentioned before, if somebody eats raw wheat, hadama. Crushed into flour, shahakol. Made into bread, mizonos, because that's the ultimate state of these items. So here too, va'od, demi yemar desari ikr, dilma mai ikr. And also, who said maybe the water is the ikr, not the barley? Wait a minute. Don't we know the rule from Maseches Brachos that kol sheyesh bo mechameshes aminim, it never batel? If somebody has something from the five grains, it's never batel. And even if it's the minority ingredient, you have to make a mezonos on it. Right? If somebody's eating a potato knish, even if they're eating it for the potato, mashed potato inside, you have to make a mezonos. Because that's an ikker part of what's around it. So what is Tosas talking about? This is really Tosas and Brachos ask the same question. Right? And he asked it in the following way. Why don't we make a mezonos on beer? Beer comes from barley. Why don't we make a mezonos on beer? So Tosas there has three answers. Why don't we make a mezonos on beer? That's Tosas and Brachas on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Right? Almost everything about Berachas Ananin is in the sixth parak of Maseches Brachas. It's a parak and a topic that is totally spoken about there in one context. Let me just find it. It says Tosis. V'sheichar didan. Afagav the Shema Yeshben Kizais Bechteachilas Pras, Lomavarch and Allah, Bori Minim is Onos, Ella Shahakol. Vafilo the Rabbi Shmuel Dami Koshesh Mechamesh, Aminim Varch and Allah, Bori Minim is Onos. Why don't you make him his Onos? We know that's the rule. Right? Mizonos has never batel. So Tosa says, here's not. Hacha lohavi behu mamish seorim, dein shechar latayma ba'alma. Day number one, you don't have any real mamushas. It's just the taste. They remove the item. So it's just the taste of the mizonos, so that can be batel. Number one. Number two, viod, as Tosa says here, sheyesh sham iluya achrina bapas. It's not the ultimate state that it's supposed to be in. All the other times that mizonos is used, it's in its ultimate state. It's used, it's made into a dough. Number three, the ode bishtia omer shahakol. It's a drink. It's a liquid. Meaning Tosva says, the rule of always making a liquid on shahakol trumps the rule of kol sheyeshba mechamesha saminim gets a mizonos. If it's a liquid, other than wine and oil, if it's a liquid, it's going to get a shahakol. That's the rule, says Tosfos. There are other exceptions to the rule. If you just use a flour to hold the other ingredients together, like meatballs. Meatballs are shahakol. I use a little flour to hold the together. Some say licorice. Machlokas haposim about licorice, right? Do you make a mizonos on licorice or shahakol on licorice, right? So whether the flour and the licorice is used to hold the other ingredients together, okay, which I'll ask their local posting. But either way, that's what Tosfos says here, and that's the shahakol. Okay, let's get there's more here, but maybe I think the tomorrow's daf is from the last cycle. But the issue of whether something is called a drink or a food, right? That's a schnapps, that's making kiddush on schnapps. That relates to that sugya, but we'll leave that for its discussed on tomorrow's daf. Let's just finish, continue this sugya. Amar Rava, Tekulei Alma, Rama Tilsava Asar Ba Chamruhu. Rava says, what's the machlokas up above between the Tarakama and the Acherim? If it's a third, Rama Tilsa, Vasar Ba Chamruhu. If it's three cups water and one cup wine, that's for sure wine. 1 to 3. That's a good ratio. And we'll see, Rava says that's what generally wine was made. That's called wine. Rava l'taymei, damar Rava, kol chamer, delo dari al-chad, tlas, maya lav chamerhu. Wine was extremely strong in those days. You had to dilute it with water. So Rava's measurements were 1 part wine, 3 parts water. That's what Rava said, and that's wine. So obviously, that's going to be wine. Nobody argues on that. Rama tlasa, va'asa tlasa, velo klumhu. If it's 3 and 3, right, that's for sure nothing. That's for sure not going to make a not going to be wine. Ki pligi, what's the? I'm sorry. Yeah, but us. I'm sorry. Rama tlasa va'asa tlasa. That's not it's 3 and 3. It's you put in three kosos of water. And look at where the Rashbam explains here. Rama tlasa kosos mayim va'aisi nami tlasa v'lo yoser. Everybody would agree that that's water there. Why? Because in that case, where you don't have any more volume based on the wine, you put the water into the dregs, and it's the exact amount of water that you put in. You put in 3 and it's still 3, that's going to be shahakol, because there was no larger volume. It all got absorbed into the water. So velo klumu ki pligi, the machlokas is where you add the water and now there's a larger volume. Drama tlasa vaasa tlasa upalga, right? You put in 3 and now it's 3.5. So what's the halacha there? Drabanan savri tlasa ayal tlasa nafik. So you put in 3 came out pashle palga. There's half that's wine upalga b'shisa palgi maya velo klumu. If you have a half a cup compared to 6 half cups of water, that's nothing. And that's why the Tanakama holds that this is less than the ratio that we said before, and therefore it's called water. V'yacherim savrino, tzlasa ol, you put in 3 waters, but some of that water got absorbed into the dregs, and the dregs spit out wine, so to speak. The water was absorbed, it was like a substitution. The water goes in and the wine comes out. And therefore, tzlasa ol, treinu palga nafik. We only look at it as there's only 2.5 water left. Half of that water became wine. And therefore, pashle kuza vikuza, betrayu palga. Right? There's a 1.5 to 2.5 chamra ma'al yehu, and that's why they would consider that as wine. So that's the case of machlokas between the Tanakhama and the Achirim. But again, we don't hold like Achirim, as the Gemara says. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Obiyoter. Again, tomorrow's daf, Bez Hashem, will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up. And tomorrow has a lot of great wine stuff. About Yain Mavushal and Kiddush, Vichudo, a lot of stuff. One more daf, all about wine. Again, today's Shir and the next week's of Shirim are in memory of Mira Bazuchar, mother of Mindy Orlinsky, sponsored by Mindy and Henry Orlinsky. We thank them for the sponsorship. The Neshama should have an Aliyah.